NRC Handelsblad.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Salty, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's me. Is it Toon?
Yes, it's Toon.
Hello, Toon. How can I help you? Have a nice day.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a nice day for you, too. So I work for a Dutch newspaper called NRC Handelsblad, and I'm working on a story which is basically about, you know, Turkey opening up now and kind of like looking back to the last 3 weeks, this most strict lockdown that Turkey had so far.
Yeah.
And what the influence of that is on the course of the epidemic in Turkey. So basically, where are we now?
All right. Thank you very much for this kind interview with me, Toon.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you good luck for entire world, for including Turkey, Holland, and for you and for me. We need good luck under the pressure of this terrible pandemic conditions, you know.
Absolutely.
How long time are you planning for this interview, Toon? Let me learn it first of all.
It depends how much time you have, actually.
Okay.
I definitely have some questions, so if half an hour would be, it at least would be great.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay. According to me, it's roughly 15 minutes or 20 minutes time period should be optimistic, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's go ahead. When we look at Turkey's current pictures under pandemic conditions, according to the official figures which were released by the Turkish Ministry of Health yesterday on 16th May 2021, we do have a total number of patients more than 5.1 million. Then we do have 200,000 roughly a daily test number, and the patient number we quote through this test, PCR test, is roughly 10,500, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the real patient number, according to the discrimination of Turkish Ministry of Health, is roughly 10,920. Unfortunately, Turkish Ministry of Health is making an artificial discrimination among PCR test patients into main two departments. One department is PCR positive patients without any symptom, and the second one, PCR positive plus one or at least two symptoms of COVID-19 disease. According to this discrimination, we do have totally 10,512 patients, and from them, 920 of these PCR positive patients are having at least one or two symptoms of COVID-19 disease at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
When considering the figures of roughly 19 days of or 17 days ago in Turkey. In fact, let me express that we realized a marvelous performance, ironically, I mean, because when consider 17 days partial lockdown in Turkey, we succeeded a very sharp decrease in numbers of patients and death toll, which is impossible to satisfy us when we consider epidemiological tools and strategies in Turkey.
So the numbers are a facade, kind of, are you saying?
According to the overall performance for entire world, it was roughly 12 or 14%, something like that, in terms of decreasing of all patient numbers and that toll. But in Turkey, in the last week, we realized that a 46% 46% of decreasing
reduction
down.
Rate. Yeah, yeah.
It is impossible. It is ridiculous to believe in, because we could not realize a nationwide vaccination campaign during this period.
Yeah.
We did not apply very strict lockdown during these 17 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was, according to me, a partial lockdown, roughly 50%, something like that, because so many people, so many activities, so many jobs were exempt from restrictions of lockdown in Turkey. So
for what reason?
Yeah.
For what
Go
reason?
Ahead,
for what reason were they exempt?
What reason for what?
For what reason were all these businesses exempt?
According to the ruling party's policies in terms of Justice and Development Party, AKP, in Turkey, they consider production should be continued in Turkey, and delivery and logistic chain also should be not locked down in a serious degree, because economic parameters of Turkey, unfortunately, is not so well. So the ruling party is considering economic problems, economic troubles, at the same time with the pandemic parameters. And as a result of these double-sided two-phase, double-phase policies which are being rendered by the ruling party in Turkey, we could not realize an entire lockdown until 95%, something like that, because economic conditions, economic tortures of Turkey is not giving us some possibilities to impose a 95% lockdown.
Yeah. And this was the same case with the tourism, right? And that resulted in a lot of backlash, actually. A lot of people were angry that they were sitting inside while tourists had the city and living in Istanbul for themselves.
Yeah, exactly correct, unfortunately. In fact, I would like to express that Turkey is extremely late in order to arrange touristical season for this summer, because Greece, Spain, Italy especially made very nice destinations and very nice prices before Turkey, and also Egypt arranged good relations, touristical relations and reservations with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So Turkey is extremely late in one side, in one hand, and on the other hand, unfortunately, we could not succeed to control epidemic in Turkey when compared to Italy, Greece, or any other countries due to several reasons.
Mm-hmm.
According to the foreign minister of Turkey, when he visited Germany, he expressed that all the people working with touristical sectors in Turkey should be vaccinated in a very short time. But unfortunately, we do not have enough vaccination facilities, enough jobs in Turkey in order to get vaccinated these 4 million tourism sector workers. We should roughly more than 8 million doses of vaccines in Turkey, but we do not have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So even though Çavuşoğlu Zulu said that they had priority, and they probably also had in this e-Navi system, they could not apply for an appointment.
Of course, some ethical problems are being we are interfacing with due to priorities in Turkey.
Yeah.
Is it a real priority for tourism sector to be vaccinated when compared to school teachers, for example? Aren't they? General people are very offensive and very sorry and very upset considering these unfair vaccination policies of ruling party.
Yeah. So, and when will Turkey start having vaccines again to start, you know, rolling out the vaccination program again? Because Çavuşoğlu, like, I think the minister, the government said that they would have problems for 2 months, no?
Yeah. It is another serious problem we're facing with, unfortunately, in Turkey. According to Turkish Ministry of Health, for a period of 2 months, unfortunately, Turkey is just nearly a complete lack of vaccines in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But President Erdogan is refusing this expression coming from Turkish Ministry of Health, and he is refusing this shortage of vaccines. But it's not exact. The real situation is in Turkey, unfortunately. We do not have enough vaccines. We do have very, very limited vaccines, and not capable of arranging priorities in a fair way.
Yeah. What struck me was that actually most of the vaccines come from either Russia or China. Besides the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which Turkey only bought in a limited amount, most of it actually comes from not from the West.
Yeah. What's your question?
I mean, is it saying anything about Russian international relations? It's not your field, of course.
International relations, as you know very well, are quite complicated.
Mm-hmm.
When we consider Turkey's and Chinese relationships, we do have some problems, for example, due to some Turkish ethnicities who are living in China, and some foreign trade problems with China also we are experiencing with swap problems. And according to me, China is also is suffering from restriction of production of Sinovac vaccines because China has a huge population, roughly 1.5 billion.
Yeah.
China is in shortages of vaccine production, and some causes which are not clear enough for public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Between Turkey and China, Turkish government is not making a clear the trade agreement between China and Turkey, and we do not know the conditions of this vaccine purchase from China.
Yeah.
On the other hand, from Russia, a Sputnik V or Sputnik V vaccines are quite successful and relatively cheaper when compared to BioNTech, Pfizer vaccines, and even Sinovac vaccines, less than $12 for one jab. And Russia supplied Turkey a very courtesy advantage in terms of production of Sputnik V vaccines in Turkey under the license of Russian authorities.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the Turkish Ministry of Health should act in a very reasonable and hurry-up way in order to product Sputnik V vaccines in Turkey under license of a Russian firm. BioNTech Pfizer vaccines are also in shortage for Western countries and relatively expensive for Turkey, nearly double price of Sinovac vaccine and maybe triple price of a Sputnik V vaccines. Another problem for logistical vaccinations for all over the world, not for only for Turkey and for European countries, is widespread mutations, as you know, variant types of COVID-19 virus. due to this widespread and very speed variations or mutations in the RNA structure of COVID-19 etiology factor, so many vaccines, including BioNTech, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and all other types of vaccines which were developed until now, should be modified very, very, very timely.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
this is another challenging problem for international community, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, we're already behind on the current vaccination program, let alone to update everything.
Yeah.
And it's probably something that has to be done yearly or something like that. So it's going to be a hell of a challenge.
To me, we did have, as Turkey, from early years of Turkish Republic, I mean 1928, by the Great Atatürk reign or time, we established a nationwide institute under the name of Dr. Refik Saydam Public Health Institute in Turkey. This institution was quite capable and successful over the years. Unfortunately, ruling party AKP in 2011, some 10 years ago, closed down this national public health institution.
Okay.
Now, under these serious conditions in Turkey, Turkey we're facing with a double size problems in terms of one side of problem is financial shortages in order to finance the expenses of vaccines to be imported to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And the other aspect, as you know, is diplomatic war or vaccination war, which is continuing all over the world. So
yeah.
Over the last 1 year, we are pressing on ruling party to re-establish of this national institution in order to develop then produce our national vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
This should be the most reasonable way for Turkey, according to me. In case of re-establishing of this institution, I am very optimistic on this, that this very valuable institution in Turkey may be very successful in developing and producing enough vaccines for not only Turkey, but including neighboring countries, for example, India and some African countries as well, because this institution did realize this marvelous, brilliant success in his history.
Well, why did they,
close down?
Close it down.
Yeah. It's a very terrible story for us because ruling party AKP is under the pressure of globalization policies.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the opinion of this government, globalization era is quite strong and widespread, so there are new regulations, new rules, new expertise. So we do have enough money in case of requiring some biological products and vaccines. We may purchase them from any country which is capable of producing them with an expertise. So this policy is, we know that, extremely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Under these conditions, international community is facing with a vaccination war, diplomatic war, and vaccine shortages, plus a financial shortages of Turkey, and amidst the pandemic, and roughly 90 million people who is living in Turkey are facing with a lack of vaccination due to these extremely wrong policies.
But the healthcare system in like seems to, you know, like hold it so far, seems to be capable of managing it more or less. How do you see the situation in the healthcare system?
Our healthcare system is being transformed in Turkey by the policies of ruling party, Justice and Development Party, once more.
Mm-hmm.
According to the policies of the ruling party, she started a widespread transformation in Turkish health sector, Turkish health system, under the name of health transformation, which is directed by IMF and the World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Under the pressure of the World Bank and IMF, the ruling party accepted herself as a agent of these international bodies in order to apply these health transformation in Turkey and over the
so it's like privatization, liberalization.
Yeah, over the past 19 years, Turkish health system was unfortunately deeply privatized, and the responsibilities of public sector were extremely restricted.
Yeah.
And especially primary health sector, primary health services in Turkey are extremely weak now due to privatization in the primary health sector under the name of family physicianship. Before this health transformation... before this health transformation in Turkey, we did have marvelous system, a very strong primary healthcare system under the name of health units, sağlık ocakları in Turkish pronunciation, health units under the responsibility of public sector. But now in Turkey, family physicianship is the privatization of even primary healthcare.
Family physician is privatized.
Yeah, another serious problem we are facing with city hospitals, unfortunately. City hospitals
to ask you about this, Jim.
These hospitals are also the pressure of the IMF and the World Bank to Turkey. And President Erdogan describes these city hospitals as his dreams.
Yeah,
this is the terrible side of the problem in Turkey. In fact, city hospitals are very serious, very heavy exploitation of Turkish financial
resources.
Financial possibilities by means of these city hospitals. And
the way they're financed.
Yeah. On the other hand, during this pandemic condition, city hospital, unfortunately, could not be capable of giving enough support for tackling pandemic conditions. Because, as you know, pandemics or epidemic diseases controlled or limited by means of private healthcare services, but not with hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? It cannot be done by.
Let me make it clear for you, much more clear for you. In order to control epidemic diseases in a given country. First condition is having a very strong primary healthcare services rather than hospitals.
This is
a golden rule, right?
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah, now I understand you. Okay.
Yeah.
And can I ask you a last question?
One more?
where do you see it heading now, the course of the pandemic? Because, you know, before this three-week lockdown, Turkey had one of the biggest outbreaks in the world.
Yeah.
So now the country is slowly opening up. Where do you see it going?
According to ruling party and President Erdogan, Turkey is planning step-by-step opening until 1st of June. Mm-hmm. And on 1st of June, they are planning to examine the statistical data pertaining to epidemic conditions. Then maybe they are planning a total opening of Turkey for the following 2 weeks. According to me, we're going to face with a step-by-step opening. But if you asking for my personal idea, putting some dates for opening or closing or partially closing down are totally wrong, because the nature of pandemic is not tied by your dates, because epidemics have their own laws. Mm-hmm. So in order to
pronounce
incubation
time and this kind
yeah,
of things.
You cannot limit the pandemic by putting artificial dates. You should put some epidemiological targets in front of you. For example, how about R0 value in Turkey? Say me that we're going to lock down Turkey until reaching a R0 value under 1, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put me another epidemiologic target, for example, weekly incidence rate of newly diagnosed patients less than 10 per 100,000, something like that, all right?
Yeah.
We're not putting or describing this sort of targets, you know, to control pandemic, pronouncing some artificial dates, which is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I understand you. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Me too. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you. How can I get these records from you, Tun?
If the story is published, I can send you a PDF. Is that okay?
Not only PDF, also voice record, please.
The voice record of this conversation, I can send it to you, sure.
All right. You know why my phone number?
Yep.
Send me through WhatsApp, all right?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Voice records and tape. All right.
Yeah, sure. No
problem. Good luck to you.
All right, you too.
See you again. Bye.
Good luck, Elsin.